You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The California Office of Emergency Services has been holding a news breaking, but if you've been listening to Insight this hour, you've heard extremely updated information from a number of the key sources and agencies and reporters involved in the Camp Fire, which has ripped southwest across Butte County, scorching more than 70,000 acres. And the Morning Edition host in Chico at North State Public Radio said there is the word that maybe as many as 15,000 structures have burned, that the town has been torched. A note from Bob Moffat: everything burned except the Taco Bell there. Right now, Ezra Romero is in the studio. And Ezra, you've been monitoring, among other things, some of the stories of evacuees.
Yeah, I did speak with Scott McClain with CAL FIRE, and to his point, is that he said about more than 80% of that town is destroyed, a paradise. And so they won't have exact numbers for days and days.
All right, so let's talk about some of the people that were on the move yesterday morning at this time and then on through the night.
Yeah, Sharon Gingerich, you know, she was first alerted to the blaze by a neighbor screaming, "Fire, fire." She said they got out in a hurry, but she said it was pretty hairy. Let's hear from her.
It was pretty hairy. We came down the skyway. It took about an hour to get from our house to the top of the skyway. And both sides of the road were in flames. I thought we were dead. We kept going.
It was tough.
We kept going. And you could feel the heat. And we'd seen people walking.
I think what we get in the pauses there, Ezra, is that there just aren't words. How can you describe that kind of an experience, really?
Yeah, and she was talking about this four-lane highway that's it's a main access route into the area, and that's where the reporter in Chico spoke to them at. They were watching the area burn. Another resident, Paradise resident Nate Rodriguez, he fled on foot with his housemate's two pit bulls, and it was a scurry to get out of there.
I woke up, and I thought it was a sunset, honestly. Or a sunrise, and then I got a bunch of calls about a fire, and I live right on Pence, and there's a school right behind there. They were evacuating all the students. There's flames up from behind the school, and I panicked. My roommate's not here. These are dogs. I was waving down people, just anyone on the road to come help me, because I didn't have a car or nothing. And I managed to find one way. I got dropped off behind a gas station. And then another dude was speeding through the bike trail, but he stopped. He came and got me, got the dogs. He got us to Chico. And, this is one of the most terrifying things I've ever been through. I'm happy my mom's okay. I'm happy the dogs are okay. And I'm just really trying to find a place for these dogs.
And so Turtle Royce, he uses a wheelchair. And he got evacuated as well, and he was stuck in gridlock traffic. And that's what I've seen on Twitter and Facebook a lot, is there's a lot of older people in these communities that have had trouble to get out. So let's hear from Turtle.
When we went through fire, there's fire on both sides of the road. Smoke was so bad that I could barely see the car in front of me. And we were going quite slow, but we made it through.
Ezra, while I've been in here in the studio, you've been monitoring and gleaning from social media and other sources. Is there more to add to the picture, to the story right now?
When I talked to CAL FIRE's representative, Scott McClain, he says, you know, that they have started doing the lines around Chico and that the fire is moving north, you know, and then that the red flag warning is over. But that doesn't mean much in California at the moment, when at the drop of a hat, conditions could change and the fuels are so dry on the ground that the fire could grow big in there or spark somewhere else.
CAL FIRE is saying a 5% containment right now. I don't even know geographically what area is in containment, but the National Weather Service says that the wind event could kick up again Saturday evening into Sunday. So this is the critical time between now and Saturday night. How much progress, how much barrier can be set?
Exactly, and that's why they're trying to protect Chico. You know, it's a place with more people there, with a university and schools and businesses and things like that. They want to avoid what happened in Paradise.
I'm going to direct people to capradio.org when we're not on the air with updates. We are online with updates. We'll continue to provide you with whatever resources we can. Ezra, before I let you go, you spent the week covering politics in Nevada. Can I just get a quick update, a sense on the real shift from what was so much a purple state to a state that's looking like a different color, at least in its upper leadership right now?
Yeah, you know, the blue wave definitely crested in Nevada. And, you know, in more than a dozen competitive races, the silver state ballots broke for Democrats. You know, everything from the U.S. Senate race to the governor with Sisolak and things like that. So it just, Democrats took over. But at the same time, you have a state that when you look on a map, looks mostly red.
Right.
And you have Washoe and Clark County that are blue, but that's where most of the voters are. Mm. And so there you sort of have these two different opinions in Nevada, when on the land side of things, it looks like there's more Republican voters. But when you actually see how many people have voted, it's a little bit of a different story.
I think that's a post-election story that's going to need a lot more attention. Today, we're pretty gripped by fire coverage. So thanks for doing dual duty today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That is Ezra Romero. We're going to take a break because the acting governor of California, who is also the governor-elect, is making decisions. We'll talk with Ben Adler about that in just a moment.